Hello, this is Jean Linton with a news break. We take you now to our Mideast correspondent, Bobby D., with a special live interview.
Thank you, Jean Linton. It's a beautiful day here on the beaches of Nineveh. With me today is one of the most unusual men of Old Testament history, Mr. Jonah. Jonah, I believe you have a message from God. Just exactly what is your message? I don't quite understand what you mean by that. Could you be more specific?
Are you saved?
Well, what makes you so religious?
I'm not religious. I just love the Lord.
Let's ask the people from Nineveh what they think of your message. Hey, folks, how have you responded to Jonah's teaching?
We are persuaded.
And how about you, young lady?
I have decided.
Jonah, what did the king of Nineveh have to say about this citywide revival?
You have turned for me my morning into dancing.
As I understand it, Jonah, you originally ran from God's call, took a boat to Tarshish, a storm developed, and the sailors decided to throw you overboard. What were you thinking as they tossed you into that stormy sea?
Come on and pray.
Then you were swallowed by a giant fish. How did it feel inside his belly?
I was dying of pain. I was growing insane.
Well, how did you survive? I mean, what did you have to eat?
Mana burgers!
Now that you're back on dry ground, how do you feel?
I'm alive again, Jesus, and it's thanks to you.
Jonah, where do you plan to go to from here?
America.
And what do you plan to tell the people of America?
Cadillacs end up in the junkyard.
But Jonah, what's all the rush? I mean, why are you in such a hurry to tell them this message?
He's returning, he's returning.
And what should we do until he returns?
Take a step for what's true in everything you do. Take a step.
Jonah, thanks for the interview. By the way, here comes your fish friend. What was his name?